Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, friends, to your One World Talks with your host, Greg O'Griggs. That'll be me. Today, we're talking to a young man, and I tell you what, this guy here is fantastic, outstanding gentleman, and I tell you, he's been doing some very phenomenal things around the country, and the things that he's doing are, I'm going to let him, if I start getting into it now, I'm going to spoil the show, but I'll tell you what, I came across this young man probably about 7 years ago when he was a YouTube video. And this YouTube video I shared in some of my networks around the country. And if I try to even get into it, I'm going to let him tell you. But just so you know, Mr. Tyrone Muhammad is our honorable guest today. And, you know, I'm going to allow him to introduce himself, but one thing I will say about Brother Muhammad is when it comes to real talk, this is the realest talk that you'd ever want to have. And Muhammad the Mortician exposes some of the graphic details behind when it comes to fatalities in the African-American community and just fatalities with young folks all together. And the video that I saw, I mean, it just was an awesome wake-up call. And I tell you what, I said that I had to get together with this gentleman, and I can't speak enough of the things that he's doing. So even in me trying to tell it, I'm still not doing him justice. I am honored to have Brother Tyrone Muhammad, Morticians That Matter, Real Talk to Prevent the Death of Loved Ones, my special guest here today. And I'll tell you what, if you're listening around the country and you want to call in 213-943-3684, I'm going to say that again, 213-943-3684. Mr. Muhammad, brother, my brother, are you here? Are you with us?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, beloved brother Greg.
Okay.
I'm here.
That's it. Hey, you know what? I am honored. It is my pleasure to have you on the show. And guess what? Our switchboard is ringing and our phone lines are ringing as we speak. So I'm telling you, you carry a high platform and I love it.
Yes,
it all day long. So, man, I'm honored. I'm gonna ask you to introduce yourself to the national audience. And we, One World Talks, has about 67,000 listeners. I'm going to let you introduce yourself and speak to who you are. And really, you know, I can't do the justice that you deserve, my brother. So please feel free.
Thank you, Brother Greg. First, let me just thank you, man. I'm honored. I'm a big fan of yours, man, and the great work that you're doing out there. And it's just an honor to be on your show. My name is Tyrone Muhammad. You know, I go by the acronym MTM, Muhammad the Mortician. I started an organization back in 2006. As a funeral director, I was embalming too many young black men who happened to be living on these embalming tables. So love coming on embalming tables, all shot up, full of holes, riddled everywhere. So I just cried out, being a member at the time of the Nation of Islam, asked God what I should be doing with my platform, and he gave me Morticians That Care. And since that time to the present day, talking to you, man, I've been grinding, trying to keep our young people from becoming dead dummies. Now, I've been doing this for even further than that. When I was 12 years old, my dad was murdered in Jersey City, New Jersey. And at that time, my mother brought me a microphone and the speakers. So I've been on the street corners, man, you know, really not knowing what I was saying at that time, but knowing I was trying to address some of the violence and what I've seen, what happened to my dad, who was brutally stabbed in the chest in Jersey City. So anytime I get an opportunity to speak in these type of forums and arenas, man, I'm blessed and honored. Why? Because too many black folks and people in general are not opening up the arenas to hear this type of discussion. Black folks, for some reason, we're causing the most havoc. We're doing the most killing in our own community, killing our own people, have not let me come through the door because people don't want to hear about death. Death is still taboo in our community. So anytime that we can open up arenas such as your platform, brother, I'm honored to walk through because the arenas are open up for the fool and foolishness in our community. Those who cause the chaos and carnage in our community, those arenas are open worldwide. When a young brother like myself from the ghetto, raised by a single mother, has not been able to really put this platform where it needs to be. Yes, I get speaking engagements. Yes, I speak all around. That's great. But this message, man, should be worldwide because at the end of the day, it is young black men that's filling up these funeral homes. It's these young black men that's filling up these crematories and cemeteries. And it's these black young men who's filling up caskets throughout America.
Well, you know, and I'm going to tell you, brother, you know, and I have to give a lot of credit to you. And you know, I just can't give you enough. But let's say the first time that I ever had even heard of someone taking a casket down to City Hall and really taking body bags and the body, showing the body bag count and really illustrating graphically how fatalities happen with our community. You know, that came from you. So I tell you what, I believe, and I'm going to say it, I believe that you were the innovator of that. And I've seen it happen a lot of times since then. But, you know, I tell you what, I'm telling you that these guys probably need to get sued for copyright infringement because Tyrone Muhammad, to me, was the illustrator and originator of that. Now, the video that we saw, we know that you've done multiple videos since then, but the one that I know, which was one of the earlier ones, was I believe we call it Real Talk. Tell me about that, because I think you had a certain reaction when you and Brother Dash put that video out there, and I want to know what was the response. Was it positive? Was it negative? And is that response still ongoing today?
Yes, sir. Well, that video, man, is actually, well, Greg, it actually put me on the national platform, actually, which have gone over, you know, 3 million views on Facebook, billions of views on YouTube. That video came about because we was planning a funeral with Do It All from the Lords of the Underground, which was a popular rap group back in the day. And he was putting together a thing in Newark, New Jersey called The Funeral, Bury the Violence. So as a mortician, they got me on board of it. And so Brother Dash, who's a great, great man, filmmaker, man, he told me one day, let's do this video. And he came to the funeral home and we sat down. He just said, talk about what you want to talk about. And my energy right off the bat was to the rappers because it's the rappers. And you know, and black folks just want, and pardon me for keep saying black the reality, man. Since we can talk to our people, we can't be open and honest with our own people. We can't expect Donald Trump and those who think with that type of mindset to attack them. We got to go after our own people. But we're not going out to criticize them. We're going after them to critique them with love, brother. So we was in that message talking about the rappers. These rappers, every day that you see the rappers, they're talking about killing. Or when you see these young brothers today, man, ain't nothing positive. If you look at their videos and just mute their videos, don't listen to the music or the words, just mute it. And all you see is the images that's coming from them. And the images that's coming from them is they're all carrying guns. They're all killing other black men. They're all cooking drugs, naked women, misogynistic lyrics towards our people, brother. So we trying to tell the rappers, man, listen, you guys right now are in control. They saying hip-hop is the genre of the day. It's doing country music, western music, R&B, pop, whatever you want to call it. Rap music has taken over the world. So why are we still projecting those type of images there? So we saying that the blood is on your hands. To the Rick Rosses, blood is on your hands. Lil Wayne, 6ix9ine, blood is on your hands. And it all starts before we can get to them, the N.W.A., because N.W.A. started all this mess. Now, you look at the people that's N.W.A. that's going on. Look at Ice Cube. He's a great movie producer. is doing great things now. Look at Dr. Dre, a billionaire, doing great things with the beats. But how much money they poured back into the black community? How much money have they given black back into the bloodshed that they have caused in our community? So we got to call them brothers up. We just can't let them brothers ease by. We got to call them up. So we're calling on rappers today, man. There's a lot of other things in our community that you could be talking about besides killing black people. There's other things in the community that we could talk about, this gang killing this gang, brother. See, because we got to understand these oppressive governments, and that's what it is. The oppressive government is getting these young brothers. They tell them, now, listen, if you guys really want to sell, you got to be authentic now. Like, you got to be authenticated. So now you got to go to prison. When you go to prison, I'm going to sign you a big lucrative contract. While you behind doors, I'm going to put out one of your singles. Now you really looking like a gang. You really looking like a thug. And so now, the black community is suffering all at the hands of young black people. The tides have been turned. The parents used to be in control. So now the parents is asking, and the children are telling the parents what to do. So that video, brother, was dedicated to those rappers who are dead dummies in my eyes. And they're trying to make our other young people become dead dummies. So my goal, bro, great man, is to try to save as many dead dummies as I can.
Amen to that. So let me ask you this. Now, one question, that did you get a response from anybody in the hip-hop community in opposition to what you were saying? Now, before you even answer that, I'm going to tell you that I definitely agree with you and everything that you're saying and what it is that you are doing and your mission. I'm backing you 100%. And even offline, we definitely want to talk about where we go from here, because I've been a big fan of yours for years, and we definitely need to get on mission with your what you started was innovative. It was straightforward, and I tell you what, it was serious and it was real. No okie doke about it. But did you get any response back from anybody in the hip hop community or the rappers?
No, I haven't heard from anyone. But I got an email, and I talked personally to Nick Cannon, and I talked to personally Ralph Tresvant from New Edition, and I talked to Rock from the Brother Sutton. They used to be on the Rock back in the day. They reached out to me, man. We dialogued, man. It was just an honor just to talk to them, man. You know, and once again, you know, I got some backlash, man, because we still defending this nonsense, brother. I mean, you know, we once again, man, we cannot keep deliberately turning a blind eye to these rappers. We can't. And I know there's a lot of other things that go along with it. You know, but these rappers, and if they're not talking about shooting one another and killing each other, because we the ones killing each other, brother. Now, if white folks was killing us the way black folks was killing us, man, it'd be a national crisis. It'd be all over. We'd have marches, Black Lives Matter. We have all shopping. We have all these so-called civil rights leaders, brother, in the streets, man. But the fact of the matter, nobody want to speak out when blacks killing each other. Now, we have went from killing now to opioid epidemic in the black community, which started out in the white community. Now it's coming into the black community with these Percocets and these Oxycontin, fentanyl, and then that's killing these young people. They dying in their sleep. And so families are running down here, a 20-year-old, or he went to sleep. No, he didn't go to sleep. He started popping them pills on Roxy. He started popping them Percocets, some Oxycontin. You guys don't understand that. We know about it because they come into the funeral home as they gut it open, like a cow. And we know that they're dying from these opioids, these pills and everything. But nobody want to talk about that. But this got to be talked about, Brother Greg, so I'm on it.
Well, let me ask you a question, and then we're going to go to the phone lines because we got some callers waiting. Now, let me ask you this. What is the name of the organization again? Can you say that can you say the name of your head organization or your lead organization? I think you founded this organization. What is the name? Morticians That Care.
That's right.
That is wonderful, my brother. I'm going to go to the phone lines right now. We're going to take some calls. Listen, if you were listening in on the show and you want to call in on a national basis, 213-943-3684. And you're going to be talking with our special guest, Brother Tyrone Muhammad, Morticians That Care. Let's go ahead and take that call. You're on the air with One World Talks and our special guest, Tyrone Muhammad. Caller? Hi, is there a caller? Okay, let me go to the next one. Caller, you're on the air with One World Talks and Tyrone Muhammad. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Okay. All right.
Get him off the air, brother.
Man, I think you so real, my brother. You really rocking them, man. You just, they don't know what to do with you. So I'll tell you what, we're gonna if you want to call in, you're listening to the show, 213-943-3684, and let's do this. We'll go to the phone lines for one more minute. Let's go and get back on track with a couple of more pieces. Now, what is the nature of your organization and the specific, now I think on one of the videos that I saw, no, you've done multiple videos over the course of several years, but what is the nature of Real Talk is the one that I'm telling you, that's the one that really got me. Now you were addressing one situation to us. You went to some other officials and you solicited them for help and trying to get them to jump on board with the mission. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that the brother that reposted that video, that brother Gray, he named it Real Talk, but the video, the original name for the video was The Aftermath of Being About That Life. That was the actual name of the video that's on YouTube that went to Facebook viral. But, yeah, like I was saying in that video, I was reaching out to everybody. I reached out to the clergy, brother. I reached out to the mass Jews, brother. I reached out to the medical examiner, and everywhere I went, people don't want to talk about death. So when I went to the medical exam and told them, like, you know, we're trying to put something together, man. Let's speak to the violence. Let's speak to so many young black men that's being murdered that you see on your table. The brother told me he was a black medical doctor, and he actually is down in Washington now. He said that, you know, they don't have no solutions for it. They're not the problem. So and it kind of hurts, man, to see so many. And particularly in North New Jersey, the funeral home where I'm at, is that to see so many churches will now open up their doors. We had a rash of shootings in North right by our funeral home. 3 shootings. One brother passed away, unfortunately, and we buried him Wednesday with a janazah. And to see all those churches in that one particular area, 7 in fact, and none of them come out them doors to speak about this violence. Not one pastor.
Wow.
Not one congregation. No one person come out. But then I come out. So I went to address these pastors, and I went to talk to them. Let's come together for a night of hope. The words that we will spy so many young people, spy the community. Like, we don't even go into a church. We keep it non-denominational. We put it up right in the middle of the street. Let's set up some chairs, 400 or 500 chairs. Bring your congregation out. Everybody bring their congregation out. Let's bring a couple of choirs out. Let's, you know, and I'll give you guys like 10 to 15 minutes to speak. And we get some rappers, some gospel Christian rappers to come rap. The Brother High is a rapper, and North, you know, is a powerful Christian rapper. But, man, ain't nobody moving on this, bro. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody moving. Ain't no film directors moving on this because they're benefited greatly. We make a lot of money. We are making a lot of money. When your blood is running down that slot sink, brother, down that steel table, going into that sink, and we pumping that formaldehyde and glutaride and that water in your body and your arteries, firming you up. As we take you, when your brain is out, when your organs is all out in that plastic bag, you come in with no organs. They cut out your tongue, cut out your throat. You have your empty shell. And then I'm telling your mother who's grieving, particularly in the black community, because number one, we don't have life insurance. For some reason, black folks don't believe it. I don't know why. We give our money to everything else, Henny. We give ourselves to weed. We give ourselves to the weed in your hair. We give ourselves to the red bottoms on your feet. We give ourselves to the name brand pocketbook, the name brand pants, the name brand jacket, the name brand car, and you ain't got no life insurance. So therefore, our priorities are all in a race, brothers. We have lost our priorities.
Wow.
And that's
man.
That is so
you
sad.
Know what? That is sad. You know what? Let me just let's do a segue right there. I'm gonna see if we could go back to the phone lines. We got 10 minutes in the show left, 11 minutes, and I really want to get to the switchboard. Caller, if you're on the air, or callers, 213-943-3684. If you want to have a question for our special guest, Brother Tyrone Muhammad, Morticians That Care, let's go to this phone line, see what's going on. Hi, you're on the air with One World Talks and Tyrone Muhammad, our special guest caller. Are you there? Hello? Hello?
Hello, Mr. Muhammad. This is Ann Payne. How are you?
I'm fine, my dear. That's my strong sister from here, from New Jersey. One of my great, I don't say followers, man. Somebody that's connected to me. You know, we connected, man. And she's a powerful sister in North New Jersey with me. What's going on, Sister Ann?
Everything's fine. Thanks for the invitation. I have a question. It's easy to say that a lot of the violence stems from the rap music, but there's no way around it. Like, there has to be another resolution to grabbing the attention of our young black teens and young adults besides the music.
Well, that's very good question and point. We're not saying, see, once again, we gotta lay our feelings down to the side and say, no one, because I listen to rap music, I listen to hip hop, but I don't listen to the music today because they're not saying, they're not speaking to, they're not trying to evolve us, right? But normally when hip hop started, it had a message to a public enemy, said, Farrakhan's a prophet and I think you ought to listen to. It was always a message that gave us the confidence and the feel good thing about being black. These young people are not connected to the history. They don't know much about our ancestors. So if you're seeing that most of our young people, and you live in North, and you see, you being North, you see what they're playing. All these teens, young people, if they're not conscious, see, that's the thing about it. Most of our young people are not conscious, and this is why they're falling into that trap music. This is why they call it trap music, because it's a trap.
It's called trap music.
They set you up, They set you up. And they're making you think that, you know, this is the way with reality. And they tell you, you know, when you're getting shot, they think it's all a joke. No, this is real talk. This is, you know, so we're not trying to disrespect the rappers. We're trying to tell you, man, we're just saying reapproach, up your level of your lyric. Our young people are down in the black community. We white folks ain't talking like the way we talking. Hispanic, the Asians, they're not talking about black woman is a bee. I don't know. I'm not going to curse on
that's
the show.
Right.
They're not disrespecting
that's
black
right.
women. They're not disrespecting our mothers. But we're allowing these children, that's what they are, future dead dummies, right? Because I see it. Or coming in the funeral home riddled with bullets because they believing in this nonsense. So what we're saying is that rappers, listen, let's just change that lyrical. Let's come to the table. If you don't agree with what I'm saying or if you think I'm coming too hard against them, man, all right, let's come and show a better way. Let's put some money together, man. Let's start an entrepreneur school in our community to help these young people. Let's give them some avenue. But we just can't at least let these brothers get involved because everything that you see on the game, on the rap music, is blowing their gangbangers. Everybody beefing with each other. Is that right?
That's right. They sensationalize it. That's right.
So who's benefiting from it? Funeral home and the white executive. They are the ones that's benefiting from it. But the poor black mother who ain't got no money, she's not benefiting. She got to damn near prostitute herself to get that $7,000 to $8,000 to give the needle before your child become married to what I'm saying is nonsense, then, all right, that's fine. Well, show me something better. Until then, until the lyrics are being changed in our community with these young rappers, then I'm still going to talk on it. When I'm out in the street, this is what I talk about, all right? So there's a lot of different avenues that we need to address. I'm just talking on the lyrics of rap music. This rap music is trap music, and it's killing our babies, and it's making it become maggot food.
Hey, sister, thank you for calling in, and I tell you what. No, listen, thank you for calling in, and I hear you're doing some great work out there in New Jersey, and you got a strong advocate in Brother Muhammad. So listen, let's just keep that work up. So thank you for calling One World Talks. Bless you now.
Thanks for the invite.
So listen, Brother Muhammad, I wanted to talk to you, and I wanted to tell you, you know, even the work that you're doing around the country, I wanted to talk to you about some areas around the country. Like, here's an example. You heard of the problems, and I think we've discussed the problems like Chicago. Chicago has a population of over 2,695,000 people, right? But out of from 2003 to 2011, because we have a solid segment of 2003, 2011, the Chicago police and all of these murders, you had more people murdered per capita in Chicago than you did Afghanistan. Can you speak to that briefly for, you know, a good 2 minutes? Tell us how you feel about that. And what would be your solution?
That's an excellent point. Just to put it in a proper perspective, brother, we are lost over it. If you go to CDC, man, Center for Disease Control, and you look at see how many African Americans between the ages of 13 and 29, we are lost over 375,000 young black men over the past 10 years. Just think that over. 375,000 black young men between the ages of 13 and 29 have been murdered. And you don't think that something is not going on, brother? And in Chicago, it's off the hook, just like it is all around the country, particularly with black people. If you look on the news, every day we turn it on, we see homicide, black. But ain't nobody saying nothing, man. We more interested in who going to win between Cleveland and Golden State. We more interested in who going to win in the boxing match, Crawford. We more interested in who's going to win the Fantasy Bowl League this year. Nobody really cares about the black-on-black violence in our community until their child is affected. Now is a problem, but now can we stop the violence? No, we gotta be proactive. Now, to me, man, it really boils down to this, and it's very simple. It ain't no secret to this, brother. How bad do you want it? And that's where it comes in at. How bad do you want it? I'm a kid from the inner city, bro. I'm from the ghetto. I came from a single-parent mother. My father was murdered, man. My mother raised me and my brother. My mother died at 44. I was 24, no parents, no high school dropout, petty drug dealer, owned a grocery store and a pool hall. But, man, I decided that, man, my mom didn't want me to live like this. So what I did was what black people got to do. You got to go back, man. Amen. I went back and got my high school diploma, first male in my family to go to college, went to mortuary school, went from poverty. Now I'm living a great life, brother, over hundreds of thousands of dollars. So it's how
amen.
That's
amen.
All it is.
Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, in about 1 minute, I need you to tell the world and tell the communities and all of the people who are listening to this program what it is that you, anything that your heart, you got 1 minute, anything your heart desires, and then end it by telling people how to get a hold of you, because that's important as well. So what is it that, you know, if you have one message to send out to the community, 1 minute, go ahead and go. The floor is yours. Anything that's on your heart, my brother.
Yes, sir. First, as we close out in this last 60 seconds, thank you once again for the opportunity, Brother Greg. I just want my people to know, man, that when I speak, I know it's very passionate, but my message is about love and redemption for our community. A young black child from the inner city, from a community that you're in right now. And I'm not trying to point fingers. I'm not trying to beat you down, but I'm trying to grab your attention, your soul. Just so you can gravitate towards this message. I mean, get some life insurance, man. Get involved with this movement. You know, you guys can. You know, I'm extensively available to everybody. Everybody got me. Get my cell phone number. Let's link together. Let's come together, man. And let's put an end to this nonsense. Because as I close out, they are still in the organs of our babies. There's a $6 billion industry of young black men. Organs, kidneys, hearts are being sold over to Jews and over to Arabs over in the Middle East. And that's something that needs to be addressed. Because if we don't address the issue now, I'm sure enough going to be addressing your son later. You can reach me at Muhammad the Mortician. I got a fan page. You can reach me on Facebook, Tyrone Muhammad. You can follow me on YouTube. Just subscribe to our channel, Dead Dummies, man. And June 24th is when we start our camp with a dead dummy in the casket. We'll be hitting every street in North and the surrounding areas.
And I tell you what, brother, what we're going to do is we're going to share your information and how to reach you on our website and follow up with us. And last thing I want to tell you is thank you for coming on. And in 60 seconds, I want to blow something on your mind, too. Let's get together offline and let's talk about a national tour, my brother. Let's go ahead and get this tour together, all right? You down
thank
for
you,
that?
I'm down. I'll wait for your call, brother.
Hey,
love it, man.
Stand up, speak out. Stand up, speak out, 2018 fall. Tyrone Muhammad, Bishop Greg Elgrill, let's make it happen, all right? We can add Mos Def in there because he's already confirmed, okay?
Beautiful, brother. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Hey, brother, thank you for calling in, and I tell you what, let's do this. Let's do this, man. Thank you for standing up for our community. And y'all heard it here, Brother Tyrone Muhammad, Morticians That Care. I'm going to share the link on One World Talks. Thank you for following us, and we look forward to working with you, my brother.
Yes, sir. I'm out. Peace.
Thank you now.
Your friend.